today's daf, and you will show me brachot, is daf Nun Gimel, and we're holding a bit of ways down at the quote of the Mishnah, Ochal Demai. So the next thing we said was that if you eat Demai, then it would still be okay to be mitzvah of a person who did that to your Zimun. Hada Amra, this implies that if you are Ochal Perot, which is Suffolk Nitkanu, and Suffolk Lo Nitkanu, you are able to be Mizamni. Because after all, the basis of the din of Demai is a takona that is essentially sefik oriented. Says the Gemara, that's absolutely not true. There is no comparison between a true sefik and Demai. Actually, b'sha'asha gazuela Demai, the whole point of the gzera of Demai was that it was made even at that point where rov ame haaretz ayu mafrishin lebatehen. Most ame haaretz would definitely be mafrish even without anybody knowing. But they're meaning Beinam Levin Atzmam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who knows the difference, and they were that makbid. In which case, Perot Demai are not really a suffix. So it just was a new takona. But if you have a real suffix, then already, of course, you don't have that rove, then Enochinam, you would not be able to be Mezamen on it. Vayeda Amra, where indeed did we learn out this halacha, that Kuti Mezamenim Alav, isn't a Kuti basically suffix goy? So Han Kuti Lav Safika? I mean, if anything, you should have agreed that the case of Demai and Safik are essentially the same, because the same Mishnah that mentions Demai mentions real Safik, such as by the Kuti. Says more no. Omer Rabbi Abba, Tiftor Kimandam Har Kuti Ki Yisrael. Actually, no, because the point of the Mishnah was not that Mitzara Safik were Mitzarifim. It's because the Mishnah is telling us that the halakha is like the Mandi Omer who says that a Kuti has a din of Yisrael, Dit Palgun. Because we see there was a machlokas between Rabbi and Shimon Gamliel. Kuti kugoi, divri Rabbi? Shimon Gamliel omer, Kuti ki Yisrael echol davar. In which case, maybe when it says, Bezam lemal kuti, it's dafka going as a vanei, and not as a suffix nokri. Halacha beit. Noshim ve'avadim uktanin in Bezam lemal ayam. So all these three categories, you cannot use for Zima. That's not necessarily because they're not chayiv. Because noshim can be mitzarif to themselves as three people, and avonim can be mitzarif to themselves. The only thing is that it's inappropriate in terms of just relationship between the sexes, or for avodim who are not mechalik between what sex they relate to sexually. So it would be the same thing as mixing the sexes, even if it's all men. It would be inappropriate to have them be mitzarif to a zimun. Beinam levin etzman, however, it would be okay. Kama mizamin. What is the shiur that a person would have to eat that allows him to be mitzarev? Hakizayit. Rabbi Yudaimer, the shiur is akibetza. Anybody who has less than a kibetza, according to Rabbi Yudah, could not be mitzarev to a zimun of three people. Of course, the way the Mishnah is talking about to be mizamin is not the real machlokas here between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yudah, because the question of yours, whether it's hakizayit, akibetza, is a question in the actual chi of the Birkat HaMazon itself, not only specifically in the Birkat HaZimun. However, we've been using Zimun as a standard in many places for the chi of being Mevorech. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and Rabbi Yossi b'shem Shaul b'shem Rabbi said that Katano Sim Oto Snif La'asara. So see, we've got nine people, all of whom are Gedolim. You can add a tenth person in order to be able to say Nivorech Elokeinu Shechanu Mishalo. Because even though if we have two people, you can't be mitzarev one katan, as we just said in the Mishnah. However, if you have nine people, you can't be mitzarev one katan. Es Gemara v'atani ein medaktikim be'katan. We're not that makbid that we have to check out a katan's pubic hairs before we allow him to join our Birkat HaMazon. It's enough that we know they had a bar mitzvah and he was of the proper age for puberty. So apparently from here you see that if he's in a matzah, where he has a din of a katan, he would not be mitzarif. And there was talking about to be mitzarif for a zimun of asura. And it says the Gemara on Rabbi Yosef, well, kayama, you could say that that is talking about, really, Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that lishteik tanim nitzrucha. Right? It's talking about a case where you have only eight vadai that are not ketanim, and you have two possible ketanim. So over there, ima yakaton, if one of them would be a real katan, and he would for sure not have eaten neither, have saharot, nor have come to the age of 13. Or, even if we know that he is the correct age, but we know that he didn't have shtei saharot, so then we give him the same thing as a suffolk, which means that we're making over here, that he should be what we called a sniff for 10. even though you obviously cannot have ketanim be the main body of saying the Birkat HaMazon B'Zimun. If the second katan was a safek, and we don't know whether he was maybe Shtei Sarot, so then Osima to Givadai, because we have a chazaka that a Ben Yud Gimel probably brought Shtei Sarot. So therefore, what we're talking about is that even though that one katan and only one katan is allowed to become a snif, not two, but in this case, since the suffix is not truly a katan, we give him a din of a gadol because he has the chazaka that he was magia b'sarot. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi, who was quoting b'shem Rabbi Yossi, tishan nirin kasra mezamnim. So you have nine people, because they look like a lot of people. You could be mezamin on them. Now we thought that that meant that they really are not 10 people. They're only 9 people. And the question is whether they're spread out in such a way that makes them look as if they're 10. And that's sufficient. Ask the Gemara, so ma'inan mesuyamim, so at which point would we say that they are so kavua as 10 that we treat them as 10? I mean, what, just because they're moving and somebody mistakes them and doesn't make an accurate count initially? In what way are 9 people mashlim 10 people? Seems a little far-fetched. Therefore, says the Gemara Ella, it does not mean what you said it meant. It meant that afilu, in a case where we have 9 gedolim, and you have a katan, b'neyem, we're over there, we're making him a snif, so at that point he's near a kasara because he does increase the mental sense of the number of people that are hanging around, and even though he's not mitzaraf, since he works that way, it's near a kasara, we'll be mitzaref him. So we said earlier that a katan is mitzaref. Now the question is whether this really stands up, because Rabbi Rechia Amar, so we had before, therefore, the shita that you could be mitzaref a katan as a snif. Ask Rabbi Rechia, Rabbi Amar, that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi asked Rabbi Yosi, why don't we say that kamat varim amurim tamat, the same way they said over there, well, meaning what we just had, that a katan asimot snifim la'asara, why can't you say here in the main din of Zimun, of Shlosha, why can't you make him also a snif l'shlosha as a kavachomer? If taman b'asara mashamaskirat Hashem, you're still willing to add a cotton to be matayu, to be mavorech b'shem for asara. So kan, with a normal zimun of shlosha, where there's no askarat Hashem at all, right? So for sure it should be able to add the cotton to two. Omar lay, excuse me, said Rabbi Yossi, absolutely not. But you know koshikin, where's the koshikin? Taman, ayiteshin amrim et Hashem osim bato snif. Point over there is that by saying the shem, that itself, Askarat Hashem, gives the chashivut of having asara, because we find that the Shechina essentially can be added to make a minyan. And the moker for that, famous moker for that, is by the Shvua, where they were machrin with the Mechirat Yosef, and there were only 9 people that were there because they had to be mitzarif to Shechina, because Reuven, remember, had left. Binyamin hadn't been born, and obviously Yosef was the one that they were selling. So you see that you can be mitzarif to Shechina to asara. The Mela, the cotton over here, is essentially he represents the addition of another presence, which is the Shechina here and the cotton. Mashenkin, we only have 2 other people. So Khan, to make it a Zimun Bishlosha, where ain't going to shame, then you cannot be Hosilotosnif. And this relates to another way that we attempt to make a katan a snif, because, Tony, we learned in the Braita that katan, the Sefer Torah, if a katan is holding a Sefer Torah, so you can make the katan also chashuv through that, and he becomes right to be mitzarif for siloto snif. So that's very similar. However, Gemara actually changes that a bit, and he says, Rabbi Yudin, that kenim matnitin, what you have to say in the Braita is not katan holding a Sefer Torah, because the katan, we said, would be mitzarif without the Sefer Torah, but rather the katan lis Sefer Torah, and if we're going to be mitzarif, the katan to be kare the Torah. But Sibor, we can also use an aliyah of a katan as one of the 7 aliyahs. It's a different type of tziruf that we're talking about, and it's not referring to holding the Sefer Torah. So at what point, when we say we can make him a sniff, I mean, could he be an infant in arms? Is he a toddler? Is there some sheer in his level of understanding? So Rabbi Avina Omar, that it's a machlokes, it's Paul and Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. And both of them are quoting Shmuel in what they claim is the halach. So Chad Omar b'shem Shmuel, the Kinesha Yodea Tim Bracha. He has to at least understand the nature of a bracha to be mitzuref to a bracha. Bachrona Omar, whereas the other one, Kort Shmuel, was saying, it's Sheh Yodea L'miu Mevarech. So in other words, as opposed to the previous sheet that we don't know who said what, but as opposed to the previous sheet that he has to actually understand meaning of this particular narrative. That isn't required, according to the secretary. What's enough is that he should be able to say that he understands that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam who created the world, and that you have to, in some way, indicate to him, or thank him, or whatever we explain to him the meaning of Brocha, and that would be sufficient that he knows who he's talking to. It doesn't necessarily mean that he has to understand precisely what he's saying. In terms of Halacha L'maisa, Omer Rabbi Nasa, and so the question whether there is such a thing could be Rabbi Nisa, but Omer Rabbi, because that's who you usually find, Omer Rabbi Nasa, Tama Zimin Achalit Im Rabbi Tachlifa, who was my father, Ve'im Aninaya Bar Sisaya Chavivai, and also with my uncle, and they would not add me to their mezumah. They benched along until the point Sheveti Shtei Sarot, and I was a complete gadol, and they didn't rely on me even as a suffik katan or as a muchzah. Now we said in the Mishnah, Kama Mezanim Ad Kizayit. The question is whether it's a kizayit or a kibitzah. Shmuel Bar Shilat Boya Kamira. Others say that it was actually the question was raised not in front of Rav, but rather in front of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat. And his question was like this. Suppose you had 9 people all together who ate bread, and one of the 10 people didn't eat bread, he only ate veggies, let's say. So Echad Yerek. Can he be mitztaref in order to be mezamin b'shem Hashem ta'asor? Omar Lon, and he said yes, mezamnim. And how about, now this is going to sound very much like Avram Avinu's questioning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Sodom, you know? So we asked him, and how about if there would be 8 people who ate pot and 2 people who ate yerakot, that still would be good. And how about if there was 7 pot v'shlosha yerek? And he said, mezamnim alav. Now, this was all going on, basically, back in Bava. When he, Rabbi Zeira, came up to Eretz Yisrael, so he said over this story. And Rabbi Avina said, and what about if it would have been 50-50? Could we have been mitzvah 5-5? Why did he start at 7? Let's stop at 7. Omer Rabbi Zeira, look, I can only tell you that while I was still there in Bovo, they were discussing this issue, I had an actual maisa. What would be the thing about that? So Yisrachat Li, I wanted to know about that. And mitzvah Li Mine, I was like a little bit of afraid to stick my nose into it, because after they already did that, asking like that, 9 and 8 and 7, I was just too embarrassed. And I couldn't get myself to ask what would be the deal. And I didn't ask him. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked like this, when he is mitztaref with them, can he actually bench for them and be the mavorech, or is he just mitztaref to the minyan of Asar? Says the Gemara, this is the weirdest question, because how could Rabbi Yirmiyah himself have asked a question like that? If Mechalfa Shittatit Rabbi Yirmiyah has now apparently, in asking this, he is being contradicting himself, because here his question is whether somebody who ate vegetables is able to be motzi other people who eat bread in Birkat HaMazon, and it was obvious in another place what his opinion of that kind of question was. And where was it obvious? That we will see tomorrow, because it's a rather long piece. Daf Nun Gimel. Ochal Demai. Hada Amra. Ochal Perot Safek Nitkanu. Safek Lo Nitkanu. It should be the same thing as Demai, right? So Mizamni. Omer Rabbi Shimon Achai de Rabbi Riach. Absolutely not. There's no connection. Because Bishash Gazrela Demai. The reality was that Rov Ami Aretz would be machnisin after taking off Trumot Masrot, even in private, levotehem. So, Vaida Amra, well, okay, fine. So forget about bringing right from there, but Dakuti Mizamnin Alav, is it a Kuti Nesafik? Amra Baba, no. Tipater Kabandi Amar, Kuti is Vadai Kigoy, because we found that was a machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. So, Kuti. And therefore we'll be going according to Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Ad kama mizamnim did he eat? Ad kizayit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad kibitza. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul b'shem Rabbi katan osim oto snif la'asara. Vatani ein medak tekin b'katan. Rabbi Yossi, Kaima, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Simon, B'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. לשני קטנים ניצטו משקים. אם היה קטן, עושים אותו ספק, וספק עושים אותו ודאי. ביר הפרפז ובשביל תשע נראים כעשרה עוד בלי מזמנים. So, מזמנים. אז תגמור מסוימים, מן אלא, I mean, it does not make sense. Ela afilu katon b'neihem. That's the pshat mizamni, not without anybody there. Rabbi Rachi Omar, Rabbi Yaakov Zavdi, boy, kamei Rabbi Yossi. Kama, the dvarim amurim taman by asara, that katan osim otos nifin la'asara, then it should be a kal v'chomer, that it should be for shlosha, amor avacha osim otos nif v'shlosha. I mean, look, if taman by asara maskirin et Hashem, and nonetheless we're going to be same on him to be osim otos nif. Can't Jane Maskrin Tashem? Isn't it rather obvious? Lo Koshiken? Oh, my life. Oh, absolutely not. Ain't no Koshiken. Because Tamana, Yedeshen Omrim Tashem, that itself is Osim Otosnif, because of the presence of the Shekhinah. But Khan, Shein Korin, Hashem Ain't Osim Otosnif. Tony, Katon, Sefer Torah, Osim Otosnif. Omri Biuna. Keni Madnita, Katon, Sefer Torah. Not Katon v'sefer Torah. In other words, we can add a cotton to the aliyahs. Osim otosnif. Me'imotay osim otosnif. So Rabbi Avina Amar. It's a machloket. It's parken of Hunan Rabbi Yehuda. Tarveyon quoting Shmo. B'shem Shmo. Chal Amar. Kedei she yodei ativ bracha. He has to understand the definition of the words of the bracha. V'chron Amar she yodei l'mi hu mivarech. And that itself would be sufficient. I don't need more than that. Says Rabbi Nisa. Karma Zimni Nachalit with my Abba, Rabbi Tachlifa, and with my uncle, Rabbi Aninaya Bar Sisi, who is Chaviva. Voloz Aninalai, they refused to make me any kind of snif, Ache Veti Shte Sa'arot. Mizanim Ad Gizayit, Shmuel Bar Shilat, Boykeme Rav, or some say it was bone, others asked in front of Shmuel Bar Shilat, Tisha eating pot, Ve'achad eating yerek, what would be the thing? Omarlon mezamnim. So they asked, and Shmona pat v'shlaim yerek? Yep, mezamnim. And Shiva pat v'shlosha yerek? Omarlon, yep, mezminim. Rabbi Avina, boy, well, why don't you go all the way? You know, mechzel mechzel. Rabbi Zira, the truth is, I didn't have the guts to ask. But ad ana taman, it's trichatli. And but since I was so frightened of these people, did steli minei. I didn't want to, like, you know, as a kid, I'm going to speak in front of Shmuel Bar Shilat anyway. So I was afraid to get him angry after all of this fetching around, you know, 9, 8, 7. So lo shalte. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, boy, otosha chal yerek, can he be the actual mivorech? What? Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked that question? Obviously, machlof hashitate to Rabbi Yirmiyahu.